Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Maines reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus bunts towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Maines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schuelt moves to third. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schuelt scores. Quell moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Meyer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Meyer. Jolly moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer is called out on strikes. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodap hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a line drive towards second. Hodap catches it and tags QL out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. one out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. 2 outs. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to second. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Cronin moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Bob Klein now pitching. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schultz hits a pop-up towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Q QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seeds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bluch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Bob Klein. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Werber moves to third. It's Senators, 3, Red Sox, 3. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus is walked intentionally. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Werber scores. Johnson moves to third. McManus moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.